After years of malign neglect of Rhode Island's public colleges and universities, the General Assembly finally appears to be turning a corner. Several elements in the state budget approved last week by the House Finance Committee show that statehouse politicians are finally getting the message about the link between education and creating jobs in the Ocean State. The first is support for the plan to build a shared University of Rhode Island, Rhode Island College Nursing School, in Providence's historic jewelry district. This proposal has had a torturous history, yet it makes so much sense on so many levels that some are surprised that the Smith Hill crowd is actually moving it forward. The nursing programs would be housed in the vacant yet historic Dynamo Building, a former power plant once seen as a venue for a state history museum. URI and RIC would share space there, and Brown would use the rest of the sprawling building for administrative offices. The cost to the state is about $5 million annually, beginning in the 2017 budget year. Governor Lincoln Chafee has long backed this proposal, but 2 years ago it fell victim at the State House to one of those withering turf battles. The RIC nursing professors did not want to be under the same roof as the URI nursing faculty. RIC faculty members feared being overwhelmed by URI's more research-oriented program. The myth about Rhode Island is that our state's small size means that it's easy to put major decision-makers in the same room to hammer out deals. The reality is putting everyone in the same space doesn't help if they're all fighting over the same resources. Now, with nudges from RIC President Nancy Cariullo and URI President David Dooley, this smart proposal's been resurrected. You don't need a fancy study to figure out that our state is going to need more nurses. But since one has just been completed, you may as well consider the evidence. A healthcare workforce development group called Stepping Up Rhode Island issued a recent report saying that our state will likely be short more than 350 nurses over the next decade. With our aging baby boomer population and the shift of medical treatment protocols from doctors to such paraprofessionals as nurses and physician's assistants, this trend will only continue. Do you know any good nurses who are standing in an unemployment line? Another virtue of the school is its location, a David Ortiz line drive from some of the state's top teaching hospitals and Brown's Medical School. It will serve as a gateway to a revived jewelry district that the governor and Mayor Angel Taveras are trying to rebrand as a center of innovation known as the Knowledge District. And it fits well with Rhode Island's tradition of preserving historic buildings. The other good news from Smith Hill is that the budget plan also calls for asking voters to support Chafee's proposal for a $125 million bond issue to build a new engineering school at URI and an outlay of about $10 million in higher education aid in the budget year that begins July 1st. That money would be used to freeze tuition for the coming academic year at RIC, CCRI, and URI. Collaboration, not confrontation, among these institutions is sorely needed. A state as small as ours must use resources in a smart manner. Perhaps the best part of this partnership is that it could be a model of institutions working together. No small thing in a state with 75 fire departments, 39 school districts, 150 pension systems, and way too many other agencies from the Department of Redundancy Department.